Well, it's something that's sort of happening in many, many other parts of the country, and it seems like here in New South Wales we potentially could be a little bit behind the eight ball on it. I am talking about banning plastic bags, or at least phasing them out, and somebody that does have an interest in this is Greens Council from Newcastle Council, John McKenzie. Good morning, John. I guess no second prizes for guessing that you would be on par or on in favour of banning plastic bags?
Morning, Mark. Yeah, absolutely. It was one of the first motions that I put before the Newcastle Council. And in a lot of ways, it's because for the reasons that you point out, that New South Wales is one of the few places in Australia left that's refusing to get on board with the Ban the Bag campaign.
So if the rest of the country is on the move in this regard, why do you think here in the great state of New South Wales we're dragging the chain a little bit?
Look, it's hard to say, but what is happening is that the inaction at a state government level is seeing local councils taking responsibility. So now you've got Newcastle Council, which agreed unanimously to support the Ban the Bag campaign, and we're joining Lismore, Northern Beaches, Kiama, a whole range of councils right up and down New South Wales that are actually saying, look, you know, the time's come. This is a product that we don't need. There are readily available alternatives, and we need to get on top of plastic pollution, knowing the sort of impact that it has on marine food chains and on our environment in general.
So if we are to phase them out, John, I guess very easy to say, but we sort of need to replace them with something else. So I guess that the concept of saying that they're a single-use bag is not necessarily 100% accurate, because you take them home with your groceries in, and then for a lot of folks they end up lining your garbage bins and things like that. So what can we actually replace them with that's going to do the job at the moment and keep everybody happy and get rid of the plastic out of the oceans and waterways and landfill?
Yeah, no, that's a really good point. And the numbers do bear that out, that there's about 25% of people that are taking these plastic bags and using them as bin liners, and that's not a bad double use. But what we have seen is a massive expansion in innovation for products to replace plastic, or the kinds of plastic that we're talking about. You know, there are a lot of things which plastic is a really good use for, and in particular I'm thinking of things like dog poo bags, but instead what we're seeing is a huge amount of innovation, people coming to market with a range of alternatives that don't last for 1,000 years, that do biodegrade in the environment, that can be put into landfill and actually don't cause the same amount of persistent pollution that we see with single-use plastic bags.
So John, I think most people would be on board with that. What are some of the alternatives that are out there that don't seem to, you know, we don't seem to be using? Or pushing for?
Well, we've seen the explosion in terms of you know, shopping bags. You know, now it's very, very commonplace to throw a couple of green bags, quote unquote green bags, into the back of the car or on the bike when you go shopping. That's become a very common practice. People are finding new and innovative ways to avoid plastic in their lives. But as you know, there's such an addiction to plastic. You know, you only have to walk through the aisles of the supermarket to see so many products plastic wrapped in plastic. And so finding ways to break those habits, finding alternative uses, looking to things that do have a more organic feel, that are able to be broken down in landfill and in compost. Really, that's what we're asking people to do, just to look at their own habits and see where there is plastic in their lives that is disposable, that they don't need, that there are alternatives for. I mean, governments have a role to play in terms of taking the lead on this, but there's also a role for consumers, people like you and I, just making different decisions and trying to break our own personal addiction to plastic.
Do you think, John, at our state government level, there is much of an appetite to move in this area, given the rest of the country is already on the way?
Look, you've got every single state and territory government in Australia committed to phasing out single-use plastic bags. You've got Coles and Woolworths and Harris Farm Markets all committed to phasing out plastic bags by July next year. Other big shopping retailers like Aldi don't use single-use plastic bags anymore either. It's literally New South Wales is the only government which is dragging a chain on this, and this is disappointing because we're used to being a leader. You know, it's not a comfortable place for New South Wales to be the laggard in terms of innovation, in terms of, you know, addressing environmental concerns. So I think that pressure coming from everybody else is just going to come to bear. But we do need the community playing an active role, putting pressure on the state government and getting them on the board with the Ban the Bag campaign.
John, we'll watch it with some interest, that is for sure. Thanks for sharing your thoughts this morning. I had some money on the fact that you would be forebanning it, so I think I might have cleaned up there.
Look, I'm true to form, if nothing else, Mark.
Well, consistency is the key, John. Thanks for your thoughts on that with us this morning. Have a good day.
Thanks for having me. See you later.
Newcastle City Councillor and Greens Councillor John McKenzie and his thoughts on banning the plastic bags. We're a little bit behind the eight ball on that here in New South Wales. 2NURFM.